Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Each Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., we'll share with you practical preventive medicine, steps that you can take, starting right away, to regain and maintain better health. Each week, we'll update you on books you need to read, whether written by me or by one of my many friends, on what's called complementary or integrative medicine. We'll update you on what you need to know to stay healthier today, and we'll share interviews with patients and with experts. So get your pen and paper ready now, so you won't miss ideas that you want to remember. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've researched and practiced here in Metro Houston for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs, or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing, but you need for repair, and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on and turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices. Practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives. And practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. Albert Schweitzer, the great humanitarian of the 20th century, said, "Truth has no special time of its own. Its hour is now, always." The time of truth is now. You know, NASA made dreams come true for all of us, and NASA's mission was to find what they needed to know and to use the very best of modern technology to ensure survival in a hostile environment. And today at Life Celebrating Health, we make that same commitment to every patient we see. We push to the limits of what is known in medicine and physiology and nutrition, using the technology that we are developing as the standard of care for the future, to help ensure your survival in the hostile environment of modern life on planet Earth. Many people come to us desperate in the fear that their life is slipping away. Some have been told by specialists in other fields of medicine that there is nothing else that can be done. In our way of looking at illness, failure is not an option that we're willing to entertain when helping people suffering with various degenerative diseases. Learn to live with it? Absolutely not. Our goal is to recover as much of your normal function as possible. Our tools are custom designed in over 25 years of medical practice. A very thorough history, elegant tests to probe for your problems, advanced treatment plans using the latest technology to correct function problems and add layers of protection from predictable future harm. Now think of your body as your personal space suit, vital for your survival in a hostile environment, planet Earth. If you were an astronaut, every walk in space would challenge your survival, and you would depend on your spacesuit for life itself. You are literally wearing your body as you travel through life. You depend on it for survival and comfort on this planet. Shouldn't you take better care of it? The job we do is quite simple to understand. Your body works fairly well until some accident occurs or enough years of stresses and strains finally pass. Then you start to notice various malfunctions. You are no longer at ease. Instead, you are seeing the earliest problems of disease. When you suffer with symptoms or complaints, you see your local doctor who advises drugs or surgery. When you worsen even further, slipping into various crises, your specialists advise more drugs and more surgery. And finally, you reach a point where doctors offer to keep you comfortable and urge you to make your arrangements. And at this point, you truly understand the meaning of worsening. But what happened to your earlier good health? How did it slip away? In our experience, many people are suffering with and dying from degenerative diseases because they are slowly poisoned by pollution generated by our 20th century lifestyle. You know, in the last 50 years, we soiled the nest. Others have been seriously injured in falls and fast-paced accidents, never recovered from their injuries, often because modern medications can delay or even stop natural healing. People come to us for help with any and all problems because they're suffering and worried. All they want to do is get out of their pain and get on with their life. Now, rather than trying to be smarter than any other doctors, because for heaven's sakes we can't do that, we take great comfort in the unlimited healing powers of the body. Our Heavenly Father has given to each of us, as a human birthright, a self-repairing body. Long before there were doctors, the body was able to heal itself. Even now, the surgeon doesn't heal an incision. He or she just stitches the skin edges together. Your body has to do the healing and repair. Unfortunately, we often trade our miraculous birthright for a bowl of porridge called drugs and surgery. And these sometimes interfere with the body's own attempts to heal and repair naturally. Then we wonder, why don't we get the results we desperately need? And we search in vain for better doctors when the answer is already inside us. The way we help our patients, the way we would work to help you, involves three key steps. First, find what is blocking your body's attempts to heal itself. Now, often we're talking about toxic metals, toxic chemicals, unsuspected and untested, undiscovered and untreated. Second, we find what raw materials or trace factors your body needs to heal and repair malfunctioning systems. A good example is the hinge pins in the doors in your house. If you assume a house has about 10 doors and each door has about 3 hinge pins, take all those hinge pins out. Put 15 of them in your left front pocket and 15 in your right front pocket. Go walking around. Remember that your house is no longer secure. It is also no longer safe. Don't try to open and close those doors. One will fall on you. Those trace factors are critical to making the whole system work. And third, find the switch that's needed to turn on rapid healing and repair. We tell folks that if you want to make a smoothie, you put all of the ingredients in the machine and put the top on, and you can look at it all day long. Until you hit that switch, you don't have a smoothie. And until you turn on healing and repair, it might not turn on. The results for patients who follow the programs are usually very gratifying and often without daily drugs and surgery. We invite you to share in their successes and look over the sections we've described in our website, get the books that we've written, listen to other radio shows that we've done, read other materials that we've got available as brochures and articles from the office. Perhaps you're ready to join them to find relief from your pain and to get on with your life. You know, Donna from Katy asked me to explain why I invite younger adults in their 30s, 40s, and 50s to come for preventive medicine care when aging, as she says, really doesn't start till the 60s. And yet the problem is, when you take a look at it, that many of the people who have problems have indeed been developing them at early times in their lives, in other words, in their 40s and 50s, before their 60s, and have come in later on after already having had surgery and on many drugs. And we're talking about normal, everyday, regular people, run-of-the-mill people, ones who have gone on with their lives expecting everything is going to go well for them and easy for them. And indeed, something turned, changed, twisted in the history that they expected for themselves. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Center, Life Celebrating Health in Humble, near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy with the winds of change blowing. And if you're choosing to make changes to regain and maintain better health, sunny skies are coming your way. If you don't know what you can do, or if you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling good, no problems, then partly cloudy to stormy skies are on your horizon. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for a telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address. Or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Now, each year, dozens of people ask about my family. So this morning, I'm going to share with you a very special person in my life, indeed, one responsible for my life, my father, Jack Trowbridge, from Hollister, California. Hollister is very near where I went to college at Stanford, and near the Central Valley of California where I was born, and near Travis Air Force Base, where my dad served as a bomber commander for B-36s in the 1950s. And so I grew up very near where he now lives, which was right where my grandmother lived and right where my dad grew up. Dad, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you. I feel good this morning.
You feel good all the time. But, you know, there was a time when you didn't feel good, and there was a time when you worried me a great deal. You know, you had the high-stress lifestyle in the Air Force.
Yes, let me give you a little background on that. I retired from the Air Force on the 31st of December, 1965. Passed my retirement physical, no problem. And I had had a career as a pilot and an instructor pilot, as a transport pilot and a bomber pilot. So I'd done all of those things as it went through. Then I was in a second career, now with Air Force Civil Service, Department of Defense. So I was doing fine. I felt great, no problem, until my wife insisted that I get a physical. All right. So I went to her doctor, and he was a retired Army surgeon. Great doctor, really. And so when he gave me this physical, at that time, I was working with the Navy at China Lake in the Upper Desert. And so he said, come back for more x-rays. Come back for more x-rays. Come back for more x-rays.
Don't you hate when doctors do that?
Well, by this time, I was sure that I had cancer. What else could it be? So when I had my exit interview with this doctor, I asked him flat out, do I have cancer? And he says, no, but you do have an aortic aneurysm, and we need to operate now.
Let me just stop for a second and share with people. The aorta is the big blood vessel coming off the heart. It arches around and heads south toward the legs, where it splits up into the arteries that then feed the organs in the belly and the legs and so on. And an aneurysm is a weakening in the wall of the blood vessel so that it starts to balloon or stretch out. Instead of staying tight and elastic and helping with the pumping of the blood, now you've got something that creates a potential catastrophe.
Oh, yeah. If you don't get your surgery on the table and it bursts, you have just about 4 minutes and you're gone.
You're not going to last too much longer.
No.
No. So my problem was I was stuck in New York City. I was at Montefiore Hospital studying radiology with Harold Jacobson. I was a senior medical student. It was during the summer. And you are in California telling me you're going to surgery. And I immediately went to the chief vascular surgeon there. You know, vascular surgery wasn't all that old. It was popularized in the 40s and 50s, and now we're talking the mid-1970s. And he said, go see a friend of mine at the San Francisco hospital there. And so we arranged for you to go to San Francisco to Army General Hospital at Letterman.
Letterman, right.
And you went into surgery. Now, you worried me. Did you know that about surgery?
No.
Well, I'm waiting for a phone call from your surgeon, and it doesn't come, and it doesn't come, and it doesn't come, and it doesn't come.
Yeah?
Because that morning, do you remember what was happening that morning with the pain in your belly?
Took about 6.5 hours on the table.
Should have been three, because your aneurysm had started to dissect. In other words, it was starting the process of blowing out.
Ouch.
And that was while they were getting you ready for surgery, you started complaining of that pain. So, you know, the next thing is, of course, you were groggy with the medication. But I didn't find out about that until hours later, worrying about what's happening to my dad. And you know what's so funny is here I was a senior medical student, but I was family all the way. When the surgeon got hold of me, the only thing I could ask was, are you all right? Was he okay? It had never occurred to me to ask, were the kidney arteries involved? How far down did it go? How? So none of that. I was just happy my dad was okay. Mm-hmm. So you came out of that surgery great.
Yes, I did. I was very lucky. And the next day they said, get up and walk. The minute.
Drill sergeants. And how'd you do?
I got up and walked.
Well, no argument there, huh? And you did great. You had a wonderful recovery, went back to work, back to doing pretty much what you wanted.
Also had a little advice from the chief surgeon there who had done the job with me. And he said, Jack, if you don't quit smoking, you're going to die. So since he put it so nicely, I quit smoking, but it was wall climbing time. That was in 1975. July of 1975, to be exact.
Good thing I wasn't around, that you were climbing walls, huh?
Yeah.
Of course, I told you to stop smoking for how many years?
Well.
Yeah, that doesn't count, I know.
All right.
You were playing dad, and I wasn't exactly doctor, so that's fine. But you did really well.
Mm-hmm.
Retired from the civil service with the Navy. As a non-smoker.
As a non-smoker, but in July of 1980, which is 5 years in the future.
Yep. Now, you got retired. You moved from the high desert of California back home to Hollister, where you'd grown up, and that's near San Jose, California, the Silicon Valley. And you called me. Do you remember that in 1981, a nice telephone call about this treatment that this doctor had told you about?
I had done a lot of reading in this chelation bit and decided that it was a thing that you should know.
Yeah.
A thing that you should do.
Yeah.
And a thing that I wanted for me.
Absolutely. Do you remember what I told you about that doctor?
Yeah, he's crazy. He's a quack.
He's a quack. Stay away from him.
That's right.
If chelation were any good, I would have heard about it in my training or in my residency, read about it in the journals. I didn't want you seeing that quack, doctor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then the next year, Mom had some pretty serious ulcer surgery, again at Letterman Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Again at Letterman.
And I came out to be with her and visited one of the doctors there in San Francisco who was doing nutritional things, as I had started doing. And he asked me, did I do chelation, of course? And I said, no, I was a little shy about that. Seemed like a lot of snake oil and smoke and mirrors and so on. And, you know, he took me upstairs in his practice and said, here's my nurse and here's my patients, here's my charts, have a good day. And that was when I started studying chelation. We now call that clinical metal toxicology or toxic metal removal. But back then, that was a whole new world for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And happily, you came out to visit the next year. We're going to come right back to your story. It's now about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever and a special one today with my father. Let's pause briefly for this message from our sponsor, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better, have extra energy? If so, you need the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Blind studies have found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Magnetico Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and other disorders. And here's the good news. Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. Call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. And, you know, sometimes people go, yeah, I bet I know all about that. Well, yes, indeed, I do sleep on a Magnetico sleep pad, and I enjoy mine. So you'd enjoy yours as well. You know, this week is Health Awareness Week, and it's kind of a wonderful time to have my dad here on the show with us. It's also Bath Safety Month, and you know, you think, geez, bath safety, what's that got to do with anything? But many of the most common falls in the household, and especially in older folks, happen in the bathroom and especially associated with getting in and out of the bathtub. Incidentally, if you're still driving around looking for Super Bowl parking, you're too late. The game starts next week, and all the spaces and places are taken. How about them Houston Texans, huh? Maybe we'll be with them in the next few Super Bowls. So, Dad, you were talking with me about chelation, and I told you that was quackery, and then I found out more about it and realized there was a whole new world that I had not been taught in medical school. So I started learning.
Well, I remember at that time you were a skeptic. And then you went to visit all over the United States.
That's
with
right.
Doctors who were doing chelation.
That's right.
And
I visited.
You got to talk to their patients.
Absolutely.
And to see the patient's records. And you convinced yourself, hey, this stuff really works. It's a miracle thing.
Yes.
So you decided then to go ahead and change your practice to incorporate chelation.
Right. You know, I visited 10 leading doctors around the country. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I read everything I could get my hands on, every textbook, all the articles, everything that I could find that made sense, and very quickly learned that I had not been shown very important things. Now, I'd already gotten into nutritional medicine and realized that, you know, for 4,000 years, acupuncture had been around. We had not been taught in medical school. And for, you know, for the last 50 years, nutritional advances were dramatic, and we really weren't taught that in medical school. And now I was finding chelation developed in 1952, and we were not exposed to it in medical school at all. Now, I learned about it, and then you and Mom came out in the summer of 1983 and started getting treatments.
Uh-huh.
What a life-changing experience.
We were one of your first patients in the chelation business.
That's right. I was patient number one, you know.
You were one of mine.
Absolutely. I was patient number one. I did it on me first. And have been very happy doing that ever since for the last almost 21 years.
Uh-huh. So have I.
That's right. You have too. Can't one-up your dad, can you?
Well, actually, I feel that chelation therapy saved my life.
Really did, didn't it?
It did. I had hardening of the arteries. We knew that from my aortic aneurysm.
Right.
We didn't know that I also had heavy metals poisoning.
Right. And you know, when we first did you, the only test we had for that was hair analysis. We take a sample of hair from the back of the neck, and we look for deposits of heavy metals, which obviously have to come from inside you, unless, of course, you're using Grecian formula, and then they can come from outside going in. We get them both ways. And it was only later that with the technology advanced in the last few years where we could get good metals testing using urine. And the Centers for Disease Control has a specific protocol using an oral medication, an oral chelator, that then pulls out metals that we can measure in your urine so we can see what's in the tissues inside your body. So we had indirect measures to start with, and then the longer you did the treatments, the better our testing got to tell how you were doing. But you knew you were doing better.
Oh, I felt better.
Yeah.
That's the difference, I believe, really.
Yeah. Oh, I think so. And you remember Mom had talked with you on the drive out from California and said, you know, don't tell John, but I'm not sure I'm going to live very much longer. Do you remember she had talked about that?
No.
Oh, yeah. She told me this story the next year. It was 1984.
Hmm.
And I said, what do you mean you didn't think you were going to live very much longer? And she said, well, I was feeling so badly and so woozy. And of course, you remember Mom was so good at picking different words for
yeah.
things. And woozy, I said, what does woozy mean? And she said, well, I didn't feel right. I couldn't feel like I had my balance. And sure enough, when she pointed it out, I realized she would walk down the hall tracking the wall with her fingertips so that she had a reference source. And she said that went away very quickly, very early on in her chelation treatments, which was when she realized that she could regain better health, that she was going to live longer and feel better. So the two of you had such wonderfully rewarding results. I mean, when you're the son treating your parents, you definitely want your parents to do well.
Well, your staff did fine by us.
That's true.
I don't know whether you know my total treatments now, but I have had over 300.
Yeah, you're
between you and Dr. Press on the West Coast.
Right, because when you only get out here periodically, you still should be keeping up with your treatment program.
I keep my maintenance.
And happily, that good friend of mine has been able to continue to serve your needs there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have continued to grow older.
Yeah.
Very gracefully. Really kind of impressed me, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let you know the secret. I'm 86.
Whoa. Now. Heaven forbid. Who would have checked his driver's license?
The state did.
The state did. That's right. Yes, that's right. They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
And you managed to qualify in the last few hours of your renewal time, didn't you?
Had to get an appointment, and it was on the last day.
That'll teach you. You almost couldn't even drive to your renewal.
That's right.
That's right.
Couldn't drive home, you know.
But the neat thing about it is having you do so well, despite all the stresses of military career and the stresses of smoking and the party and, you know, all the usual things that we go through as we grow older, it's a looking glass into the future, having you doing as well as you are and seeing how I can be doing when I'm 86. And you've had the wonderful opportunity to talk with several of our patients in their 80s and their 90s in the office.
I have seen things in your office. I know you will believe them. But I've seen a lady with lupus flat down. I mean, she's laid out. You'd think she's going to die. Well, instead of dying, she made a recovery, and she was a vibrant young lady again. Tremendous. I've seen people come in wheelchairs with stroke that later became functional, no wheelchair. They're living a normal life, answering the phone, and you name it. I've seen some wonders happen. I've seen a man with heart attack, truck driver, and he was unable to function, of course, because of the heart attack. But he recovered, and he went back to work driving truck. I've seen these things. I know they happen.
Now, these were the kind of stories that you were telling me about over 20 years ago, and I was saying, that's quackery, get away from that, that's all, you know, smoke and mirrors, whatever. And the exciting thing is to realize how much of that is actual, is true, is real. And does indeed happen. You know, we've got patients now that we've returned after heart disease and heart attacks to active pilot duties as commercial pilots.
And, oh, that's great.
And, you know, these folks are doing dramatically better. They pass the tests. They go on with the Federal Aviation Administration proving that they are medically fit. And that's now the topic of my next book coming up called Fly Forever, How to Regain and Maintain Your Medical. So, you know, that's it's an opportunity for people to continue doing what they enjoy doing, what they're good at. And that's the fun
part. And in good health.
Exactly, and in good health. We'll be right back with you. It's now about 30 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on our health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. So let's have a joke for today. A doctor is talking to a car mechanic. You know, your fee is several times more per hour than we get paid for medical care. Yeah, says the mechanic. But you see, Doc, you always have the same old model. It hasn't changed since Adam. We have to keep up to date with new models coming every month. Oh, goodness, if you have a doctor joke that's suitable for our show, please share it with us. You know, if you were born between January 20th and February 18th, you're an Aquarius, so this must be your age. I'd like to remind you on how much the show depends on you to share your questions and ideas with me. What topics do you want to learn more about? What diseases, tests, treatments, nutritional supplements, whatever. And over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with frustrating illnesses, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, hypoglycemia, diabetes, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, poor circulation and leg pains, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other dementias, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis, prostatitis, chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections, and the list goes on and on. What disease problems would you like to know more about? What books do you want reviewed and what authors interviewed? Many of the leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. What questions do you want answered? In my 25 years of practice, I've become acutely aware that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available now to help with their problems. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they are seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. For example, set all of your medications out on the counter. Surely your doctors had good reasons to prescribe each one of them, but what if restoring more normal, healthier functions could eliminate half or more of the drugs you're currently taking? Correcting what is causing one problem might well give you improvements for several of the problems that frustrate and worry you. You've heard the saying that there is no free lunch, but we've pioneered a way to make feeling much better much more affordable for you. Make your health care investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get the surprising details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well, so check on our cashable voucher program. That's what this show is all about, and that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health and Humble. Feel free to ask for a consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation, just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. And remember, we depend on you to invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. So, Dad, you were talking about feeling so much better with the clinical metal toxicology, what we used to call chelation or toxic metal removal. Yeah. But we've also done a bunch of other things for you. You've had a number of frame problems, joint problems, arthritis injuries, and so on.
Well, now we're talking into another area of joint reconstruction.
Uh-huh.
And I think you've hit about every joint that I've got, starting with both ankles, both knees, both hips, low back, middle back, upper back, both shoulders, neck. Hey, and I'll tell you, the results that I have achieved, recovery in those things, where I had pains in the joints and they were not functioning as they should, the results have been pretty much permanent, and I feel good. I'm active at home, you know. I am chaplain for the VFW local post. I'm also chaplain for the Masonic Lodge, which I belong for more than 50 years. And I enjoy going out to eat. We have a social organization called SIRS, Sons in Retirement. So we have lunch once a month, and we have barbecues three times in the summer. We have parties with the ladies at Thanksgiving and Christmas and Valentine's Day. And so they get to participate, too. Therefore, they're willing to let the old man out for lunch.
You didn't even mention the Eastern Star.
No, I didn't. I belong to the Star also. I'm not an officer in the Star, just a participant.
Just a participant, and my grandmother, your mother, was a
worthy matron.
Worthy matron, that's right. So you have kept yourself active. You know, we have talked about having you move down here to be closer to me and the granddaughters and so on. And, you know, I think that the best argument against that is you went to high school there, you went to college there, you've got all these old cronies. And newer cronies that you guys are introducing to the finer things in life. And you stay terribly active, huh? Besides building fences on the side and doing your garden. And
yeah, hey, you ought to see the fine gate we built. I'm going to get a puppy when I put in the other gate.
Uh-huh.
Then I will have 100% fenced yard, which is fine. You can keep a puppy. Not fair to keep them in the house.
That's true. And besides, maybe he can scare the birds away from the garden.
Oh, yeah. Fresh veggies from the garden. And, you know, this junk that they serve in supermarkets, like particularly tomatoes, they pick them green, they gas them so they look red, and then they taste like wet cardboard.
Right.
Well, when you get them from the garden and you pick them ripe from the vine, it's heaven. The taste is entirely different.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And good for you, too.
Great for you, actually. And that's one of the things that we've talked about is, you know, good nutrition, because as you grow older, the old story is, you know, you are what you eat. But the story is a bit more complicated than that. But on the day that my daughter Charlotte was born, the Surgeon General, C. Everett Koop, had been featured in the headlines on the Houston newspapers that we are digging our graves with our teeth.
Mm-hmm.
The foods we eat are fake foods, and what you get is fake people, and you don't get natural health. You don't get healing from the illnesses and the operations and the injuries and so on.
Well, unfortunately, we have to supplement these days because the soil has been impoverished by farming, intensive farming, herbal thing, not herbal, but pesticides
right.
and stuff that you
chemicals.
Put in there. Chemicals.
Right.
So, yes, we're digging our graves with our teeth unless we do supplemental to help our body along.
Right. And every once in a while you complain about the number of supplements that I have you on.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Uh-huh. It's just concentrated food. You don't have to take them. You can go ahead and eat a few bushels of food each day. You'll get the same value as in the supplements. Or you can take just a few capsules and keep complaining. You know, I have real thick skin. You can complain all you want. You know, we should share with the audience that you decided to be a little bit less aggressive with your supplement program. You kind of got casual about it last year. Actually, it was almost a year and a half ago now. And you had a stroke. Yeah, a couple of them probably.
Two strokes in 1981.
Yeah, as we put the story together, yeah. Not 81.
Both of them. No, not.
2002.
2001, yeah.
2002.
So both resulted in falls and head injury.
Yeah.
The second one put me in the hospital.
Right.
From which you had to come rescue me.
Right.
there were bad things come out of that. I was a little bit confused for a period of time.
Yeah.
because of these things, but you got me back going again.
Yeah, you had gotten casual about doing your chelation with Dr. Press out there and about coming to visit, and you've gotten kind of casual about taking your nutritional supplements, and ever since we kind of regained all that territory, getting you back on an aggressive treatment program, you have done spectacularly well, extremely well. We'll be right back with you. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. Today's verse is from Proverbs 4, verses 10 through 13. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Time now is about 41 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, and we're happy to feature with us today my very special guest, my father, whose instruction I have held on to for so long. Dad, when you talked about, stroke and things like this, these are ominous things. These are things that give you pause to concern yourself about what the future holds. And yet you just keep bouncing back, following the advice, doing the programs, feeling better, getting more treatments.
Most people do not believe that I am 86. I don't look it, I don't act like it, and I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
It's all a result of this chelation and nutrition program.
Yeah.
These things make it well.
These things make it well. So getting the toxic metals out, and we've done a wonderful job of continuing to get toxic metals out, despite all the 86 years that have preceded this. And then doing the reconstructive therapy, the treatments for your joints, that's non-surgical, no daily drugs, no surgery, and we've done wonders in terms of getting your joints working well, despite the falls here and such. You know, you're the reason that I got into reconstructive therapy as well. You remember that?
No, I don't remember.
Well,
that
back
much.
In, I think it was 1989, you were running errands for us here at the office. You were visiting, and you were downtown in Humble. And some young ladies.
I remember that one very well.
Some young ladies had stalled their car, right?
Yeah, push car.
Push car. So you were helping them push it. And the young lady inside didn't really know about how you do the clutch at that point.
It took off.
It took off, leaving you tumbling. Pretty severe fall on that right shoulder.
Tore it up,
yeah. And I had to see one of my friends here. He's very specialist in shoulder things. He wanted to do surgery. Sent you back home to evaluate in San Francisco. He wanted to do surgery. And what did we do instead?
We did reconstructive therapy.
That's right.
We did nutrition.
Yeah. Had you seen
chelation?
That's right. Had you seen my friend Bill Faber from Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Remember, we were at a meeting. I think it was in Reno, was it?
Oh, I think it was Las Vegas.
Could have been Las Vegas.
Maybe
okay.
Reno.
And you came out to visit, and you'd injured your shoulder about, I guess, 3 or 4 months earlier. And Bill took a look at you and said, well, you know, there's always going to be limitations because of the severity of the damage. But like me, Bill had never really met a shoulder operation that he really liked and said, why don't we try doing this reconstructive therapy? And you responded very nicely, and we had you see a doctor in Southern California until I could get trained because I was so impressed with how the reconstructive therapy had worked on me and on you, me with my back and my neck.
And also scar relief.
That's right.
Eliminate that.
That's right. The neurofascial therapy, which Dr. Faber also taught me. In his book, Pain, Go Away, is a wonderful example of how things work. We're going to be talking with Dr. Faber in the near future, interviewing him on our show. And then he and I wrote a book in 1996 called Do What You Want to Do. Now, you're an ideal example of all those do-what-you-want-to-do stuff. Your joints have just done wonderful. Now, tell us, in the service back in the 1940s, you had bent over and hurt your back. You remember that? You were at one of the bases?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought you would.
I don't think I should tell that story on the air.
Okay, you don't have to tell it. I'll tell it. And what it was is you couldn't straighten out, and of course you're a pilot. That doesn't help a whole lot. And the base doctors couldn't fix you, and one of them said, I didn't say this.
That's right.
Go see this osteopathic physician. Now, back then, the DOs were on the outs with the MDs, because MDs have a whole list of people that they're on the outs with. And so you went to see this osteopath, and I believe it was one office visit, and you were walking out straight, right?
In one office visit, I didn't have to use the crutches. I went in on crutches. I came out walking, and then subsequent visits, I attained good walking status and normal movement again.
Pretty remarkable, isn't it?
Very was, very remarkable.
Yeah, it's called, you know, if you get the right treatment for the problem, a lot of times things can actually get fixed.
Yeah.
That's kind of remarkable, too. We'll be right back with you. It's now 46 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, I'd like to share with you this special announcement from our sponsor, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better, have extra energy? Dr. Dean Bonley wrestled with these problems and came up with his wonderful invention, the Magnetico Sleep Pad, and it really is wonderful. Scientific blind studies found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, pain from diabetic neuropathy. Lots of strange and wonderful things that can get better using this remarkable healing of magnets. Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and many other diseases and disorders, and I can tell you I'm more comfortable sleeping on mine. Now, you may think that the Magnetico Sleep Pad is too good to be true, and Dr. Bonley wants you to be completely satisfied. So Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. That's right. I said 6-month satisfaction guarantee. So you can start feeling good again without the risk and worry about, is this going to be something valuable for me? For more information on the Magnetico Sleep Pad, please call this toll-free number now. 1-866-465-8992. That's 1-866-465-8992. Today's celebrity birthday is singer Neil Diamond, born in 1941. Actor, comedian, and Saturday Night Live regular John Belushi, born in 1949. We just missed actor Humphrey Bogart's birthday on January 23rd, 1899. And golfing great Jack Nicklaus was born on January 21st, 1940. Coming up, we have to say, actor Paul Newman, would you believe, born January 26th, 1925. You know, when you hear these ages, like, you know, 1899, 1925, and so on, you know, you were born in 1917. And what's remarkable is to see how well some of the older folks are doing in our era, in our society, taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of folks say, geez, I don't know if I want to live that old. Well, if you feel good, is there anything wrong with it, Dad?
Not if you feel good. If everything's all right between the ears and you're able to function, let's live it up.
That's right. Let's live it up because it's worth it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. You know, I get people who say, oh, I don't know if, I mean, who would want to live to be 100? And Grandpa did. And my answer is everyone who's currently 99 is thinking seriously about living to 100. And when you start earlier, like, you know, you've been doing aggressive things with this for the last 20-some years, you can really build a health reserve. You can build a heritage for yourself. And you're a living testimony to that. And I'm really proud to have you be my dad.
Oh, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, son.
Thanks for coming to share with us today. So, any parting comments?
Yes. You've sort of passed over this scar relief.
Yeah, I did pass over that. You're right.
That's an important thing because scars tend to pull and hurt, and you can relieve that.
That's right, with some simple injections. And it's not cortisone. Everybody's sure that I'm using cortisone and Demerol and all those magic drugs. I'm not. I'm just turning on the healing. Now, you know, scars are fascinating because, and this is something we'll be talking with Dr. Faber, because they stick together the layers of your body. And things that used to slip and slide over and under each other now start getting bound up and pulling. And it's remarkable how much comfort can be in distant areas, areas not next to the scar.
You don't realize you've got scars anymore.
That's right.
And I've been operated on plenty of times.
Enough to know, huh?
Enough to know.
Thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate that. So what's the take-home message from today's guest, my father? Well, you know, life presents many challenges and compromises and trade-offs we make in our foolishness, you know, the health habits we didn't develop, and in our youth, the sports and other activities we do, and in our jobs, all the stress that we make rationalizations about. You know, genetic endowments we're often not aware of. These are the tendencies to develop serious diseases at earlier ages. That's a major challenge in this life we need to pay attention to. And don't forget the unexpected turns of events. Likely, okay, you would have been dead or certainly hampered or limited in your living, Dad, and you're no longer, you wouldn't longer be living independently like you are and looking forward to a future. So I think the message today is hope, that help really is available right now and can make a difference in life. Roger from Spring called to ask me to explain more about why I think getting started on drugs, and, you know, that means prescription medications, can be more harmful than helpful. And today's program, then, of Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge has not been brought to you by the number of 7 and not by the letter M, but instead by trends in prescription drug abuse. Now, we've talked about my fear and prediction that the new Medicare prescription drug payments plan simply means more drugs for more people. And here's a fascinating review from the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Several indicators suggest that prescription drug abuse is on the rise in the United States. And according to the 1999 National Household Survey on Drug Abuse in 1998, an estimated 1.6 million Americans used prescription pain relievers non-medically for the first time. Now, this represents a significant increase since the 1980s, when there were generally fewer than 500,000 first-time users per year. Remember, that's non-medical prescription pain relief use. That means abuse. Now, from 1990 to 1998, the number of new users of pain relievers increased by 181%. The number of individuals who initiated tranquilizer use increased by 132%. The number of new sedative users increased by 90%. The number of people initiating stimulant use increased by 165%. In 1999, an estimated 4 million people, that's almost 2% of the population aged 12 and older, were currently, that means in the past month, using certain prescription drugs non-medically. Pain relevers, that's 2.6 million users. Sedatives and tranquilizers, that's 1.3 million users. And stimulants, that's almost 1 million users. Now, although prescription drug abuse affects many Americans, some trends of concern can be seen among older adults, adolescents, and women. Now, the misuse of prescription drugs may be the most common form of drug abuse among the elderly. Elderly persons use prescription medications approximately 3 times as frequently as the general population and have been found to have the poorest rates of compliance with the proper directions for taking a medication. In addition, data from the Veterans Affairs Hospital System suggests that elderly patients may be prescribed inappropriately high doses of medications, such as benzodiazepines, those are like tranquilizers or sleep medication, and may be prescribed these medications for longer periods than our younger adults. And you know, the Food and Drug Administration, for all of its misgivings about the way in which it does business, often does suggest that there are limited periods of use for medications, which are usually prescribed for much longer than just those limited times. In general, older people should be prescribed lower dosages of medications because the body's ability to metabolize many medications actually decreases with age. Indeed, this has given rise to a new field of medicine called gerontology, or, you know, specializing in older people, because they have special needs. That's one of the nice things about when you're working to help people feel better naturally. You're looking to decrease the number of medications and to increase the function of the various organs and cells in their body. An association between age-related morbidity, that means as you get older you feel sicker, and abuse of prescription medications likely exists. For example, elderly people who take benzodiazepines, very commonly prescribed for sleep and for anxiety and so on, are at an increased risk for falls. Those cause hip and thigh fractures. They're also at an increased risk for vehicle accidents. And, of course, driving accidents can be pretty severe, getting bounced around inside a fast-going car. Older folks don't take that as well. Now, cognitive impairment, that means not being able to think as clearly, is also associated with benzodiazepine use, although memory impairment may be reversible when the drug is discontinued. You did catch that, right? Memory impairment may be reversible, but there may be other thinking impairments that might not be reversible. Finally, the use of benzodiazepines for longer than 4 months is not recommended for elderly patients because of the possibility of physical dependence. It also appears, incidentally, that college students' non-medical use of pain relievers, such as oxycodone with aspirin, that's Percodan, and hydrocodone, that's Vicodin, these are cousins to codeine, is on the rise. And the 1999 Drug Abuse Warning Network, which collects data on drug-related episodes in hospital emergency departments, reported that mentions of hydrocodone as a cause for visiting an emergency room increased by 37% among all age groups from 1997 to 1999. Mentions of benzodiazepine, the one in particular, Klonopin, increased by 102% since 1999. Incidentally, studies suggest that women are more likely than men to be prescribed an abusable prescription drug, particularly narcotics and anti-anxiety drugs, in some cases up to 48% more likely. And overall, men and women have roughly similar rates of non-medical use of prescription drugs. That means abuse. In addition, research has shown that women and men who use prescription opioids, that's like codeine and things, are equally likely to become addicted. However, among men and women who use either a sedative, anti-anxiety drug, or hypnotic drug, a sedative type thing, women are almost 2 times more likely to become addicted. Now, this doesn't mean that, you know, we're dealing with weak people. This doesn't mean that we're dealing with folks who have, you know, their own personality problems. What this means is we're dealing with dangerous drugs, and we have to start paying attention to the fact that drugs have serious, serious effects. Today's show is dedicated to my parents, my kind father with me, and my dear mother who left this life in 1996, for all the love and guidance, caring and concern they have shared with me in my growing and learning these many years. And what's really nice is to be in a position to have helped them with their health for so many, so many years, and especially with continuing with my dad. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher. Production assistants, Catherine Hill and Kathy Guyon. Thanks for joining me today to learn more practical pointers that can help you to regain and maintain better health. Audiotape and CD copies of this show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. I invite your feedback. What do you want to hear more about? What questions do you want answered? And who would you like for me to interview? Share your ideas by email, info, at healthcoachesnow.com. choicesnow.com, by fax 281-540-4329, by mail, just call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for the address, or feel free to call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what you want to hear or what information we might send to you. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us and enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients like my dad talked about, people who are feeling better right now. They are anxious to share their successes with you in person. We're next to the Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map. We'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, Get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems and who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday morning from 6 to 7, on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.